News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we were discussing at the start of the show the fact that some kids around the country are returning to school, including my own. He goes back tomorrow for the first day, and I was moaning, truthfully, that it has cut the summer very short, that I now have to go and buy stationery at 11 o'clock in Tesco, as is my ritual the night before school starts, and indeed panic over the state of like school lunches and all that again. And I'm not ready, frankly. It should be the 1st of September in my view. Someone has texted to say, it's ridiculous, the kids should be back in school at least a week ago already, just like they are in the UK, says this texter. There are way too many holidays throughout the year. Midterm, Easter, days for random school closures and teachers' meetings, etc. Holidays for secondary school are now far too long in this country. Get them back in mid-August. So a little bit of a debate out there and people who don't agree with me, but keep your texts coming into us, 087 1400 106.
I'm going to go out and say that's a minority view. But Paul Crone is Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Paul, good morning.
Good morning to you.
What is behind this creep into August to the schools going back?
I suppose it varies every year, and the schools must offer 166 contact days for students, 183 if you include the state exams, plus a number of in-service days that teachers would do, or discretional days that they have. But when you're planning the calendar, and there is a circular that sets out the standardised school year, such as the Easter break, the February midterm, the October break, so that primary and secondary schools are aligned. But you start at the end of the school year. And this year, the June bank holiday is on the 1st of June, with the state exam starting on the 3rd of June.
That is early, isn't it?
That is very early, yeah. It could usually be around the 7th or 8th of June. It just so happens where it falls. Then you look throughout the year and you see that Paddy's Day falls on a Tuesday, and schools would say, well, if they're off on the Tuesday, attendance will be poor on the Monday, so we have a discretionary day. Let's take the Monday off and we'll come back a day earlier. So in addition to that, schools' experience would tell schools that students are most productive in six-week terms, and certainly from Christmas on, where the February midterm and the Easter midterm falls. They're usually six-week terms, except this year where Easter was very late and it was a four-week term after Easter.
Now, there will be some parents who are listening to this, Paul, who will say, well, is this to allow the teachers to take an extra week off somewhere in the middle? None of that is coordinated, so it's impossible for parents to book a break, because some children might be off for a week in March and some mightn't be off for a week in April. So, I mean, is there too much discretion here for teachers?
The only discretion really that schools have with the circular is the starting back date. The midterms are set, so the February break, the October break, the unintended consequence of that is flight prices do go up at those specific times, because flight companies know when the holidays are going to be. But the holidays are set. So there is a small number of discretionary days. For example, when students go back, this term up to Halloween is most likely going to be a nine-week term. That's very difficult. After 6 weeks, concentration starts to wane or whatever. So schools might take a discretionary day somewhere in the middle there to recharge the batteries, reset a block of work and work to that, and then they would come back a day earlier. But it depends really on where feasts fall, really, okay. And the discretion is only, the only discretion the school has is at the start of the school year.
But is it a little bit demoralising, both for teachers and for students, to have to go back this early in August? I mean, whatever about going back on the 25th or 27th of August, to have to go, and some schools opened yesterday, the 19th, today, the 20th, the 21st, tomorrow. I mean, that has a psychological impact, I have to argue.
No, it does. It does. And it's something that we're not used to. I mean, the traditional of opening on the 1st of September, that's what we always felt, schools would be back in September, has really disappeared over the last, I'm going to say, 15 years. And it's just creeping in that schools are back in August. But this year is just a little bit of a perfect storm in that everything is coming together. The Paddy's Day and the state exam starting earlier.
Okay, well, if you are indeed packing the lunches right now or preparing to pack them in 24 hours' time like Kira Kelly, you know now why. Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, thank you. You're taking this, I mean, it's the Georgian calendar's fault here. It's not Paul or other principals.
Next year, I'm not really, I'm no disrespect to Paul, he's an excellent professional in what he does. This year, the June bank holiday fell on the 2nd of June, and next year it's the 1st of June. It's 1 day difference. I don't remember my kids going back.
It's technically a week's difference because of the way it falls, you see, because it you know what I mean? It is a weird thing.
I'm not buying this, Jonathan. I think you're just drinking the Kool-Aid. I think our kids should not be back to school till the 1st of September, and that should be a law. And if somebody ran for president on that basis, they would have my vote. Never mind you're out fixing the housing crisis.
Yes, if you, well, they can't do that
exactly.
As their president. They might actually be able to do something constructive on this if they got going on it.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.